Be'ezrat Hashem Yitbarach, this week we'll be reading Perashat Balak. The Pasuk says, Vayar Balak ben Zippor. Balak ben Zippor saw Bnei Israel how they had defeated two giants, kings, and they defeated his bird that was made out of witchcraft, out of the names of Tum'ah. Rashi comes and says, why did Hashem bring his Shekhinah on a Rasha' like that, like Balak? Why would he give him any even attention? The answer is that later on that the Goyim would not say, if when he comes to approach them and say, why did you sin towards Hashem? Because the Goyim also have Sheva Mizvot Ben Noach that they have to keep. Why did you worship idols? And why did you sin? And he would say that because you did not give us prophets like Bnei Israel. Bnei Israel had Nevi'im, the prophets that always rebuked them and made sure to try their best to bring them closer to Hashem. And in order to keep them quiet, Hashem had brought also a prophet for the Goyim as well. As it says in the Midrash, Bereshit Rabbah, Hasur tamim pa'o lo kichol derachav mishpat. Hashem did not want to leave anything for the Goyim to say, you kept us far away and you only took Bnei Israel. So Hashem made sure that Bnei Israel had Hachamim, Nevi'im, Melachim, the same way he made for Bnei Israel, like how Shlomo HaMelech was a king over Israel, over the world. The same thing Nebuchadnezzar was the king for the Goyim. Shlomo HaMelech, when he built the Beit HaMikdash, he started saying all different songs in honor of Hashem, in honor of the Beit HaMikdash. And the Rasha' Nebuchadnezzar came and destroyed it and did bad things to it. So when Hashem placed a Rasha' to be a prophet for the Goyim, maybe that he can change them. Maybe he can take them away from their bad habits. However, they are selfish and they don't care about their people. On the other hand, Bnei Israel, the prophets that were there, they were made to make sure that everybody is following Hashem's Torah and Hashem's ways, and not to go right or left without our Torah. Like the Pasuk says, Velo kam Nabi od b'Yisrael ke Moshe. Bnei Israel had a Nabi, which is Moshe Rabbeinu. However, the Goyim also had a prophet. His name was Bil'am HaRasha'. Bil'am, as like they say, Bil'am. He has no nation. Just placed himself above through his kohot hatum'ah, and wanting to do evil. How much a person has to take a musar haskel to learn that everybody has powers that Hashem has given him. Everybody is unique. Just like how you see Moshe Rabbeinu was always following what Hashem commanded him to do, and he taught it to the generations. The same thing, Bil'am HaRasha, that was supposed to teach, he did not teach. Magid Meduvna says that the Hachamim said, told us, there is no human being that does not have an hour in his lifetime that gets an elevation powers so strong that if it's not used in the proper way for Hashem, it goes away and evaporates. Every human being that's created, the Magid Meduvna are telling us, do not learn from Bil'am HaRasha. He had Hashem coming to him in a dream to give him prophecy, but he used it for his own sake, for his own benefit. He didn't want anything to be helpful to others. Balak, like we said, he was bothered that Sihon and Og, Melech HaBashan, were killed and defeated. And he was bothered. How could he take revenge on Bnei Israel? And he had a support that was made, a bird that was formed from Shemot Tum'ah with seven types of metals, his body. And he was trying to destroy Bnei Israel, not realizing that Bnei Israel are loved by Hashem. Hashem fights their wars. They don't fight with their ammunition, with their guns, with their battleships. Bnei Israel's fight is through their Torah and Tefillot. That's the power they have. The biggest proof to see from Moshe Rabbeinu, our prophet Moshe Rabbeinu, Lo kam ke Moshe od. Anytime he prayed to Hashem, he was answered right away. Instant prayer, instant answer. And Balak was troubled with that. Tried to find a method to defeat that. He thought maybe through the support that he made with the Tum'ah, maybe they could defeat Bnei Israel that killed Sihon and Og. There's gonna be a way somehow to defeat Bnei Israel. He thought of every power possible. The support comes flying above Mahane Israel, where Bnei Israel were camping. And all of a sudden, Moshe Rabbeinu looks up and he sees a bird, a random bird. And through just his look, that bird was hurt and harmed. Went back to Balak. Unfortunately, Balak was very, very mad now. It's strike number 3 of not him able to defeat Bnei Israel. He decided to try to gang up somehow with another Rasha, which is called Bil'am. He said, that's the only power Bnei Yisrael have, is the power of mouth, learning Torah and Tefillah. And Bil'am the Rasha also was known to be his evil doing by power of mouth as well. Whomever he curses is cursed, and whomever he blesses is blessed. He decided to become friends with him in order to gang up to defeat Bnei Yisrael. And that's why he sent messengers to him to come. Not out of love for Bil'am. They were not able to get along. Two goyim do not get along. Moab and Midian were not getting along. The only reason why they were ganging up is together to try to defeat Bnei Israel. That's the reason. And Balak sends a message to Bil'am saying the following, Lecha na'ar ali et ha'am hazeh. Go and curse this nation for me. Ora Hayim HaKadosh had a great interpretation, a great perush on this pasuk. Hachamim teach us in Masechet Berachot, Daf Yotet, Amud Rishon. Le'olam aliftach adam piv la'satan. Ubrit keruta la'sifat haim. A person should never open his mouth to the devil, because there is a covenant that's made for the lips, for the mouth. When Balak HaRasha called Bil'am to curse for him Bnei Israel, he was not careful of how he was saying the words. When he said to go curse for him this nation, he's not realizing he's talking about himself. That word, when he says Li, to him, that brought a catastrophe later on Balak. How do we see that? When Bil'am was sent this message, Balak had two bad incidents occurring to him. The first incident was his daughter Cosby Batsur died in the sword of Pinehas. Her name was Sheluni Selunai Bat Balak, which was called Cosby Batsur. And after that, he himself, Balak, had died in the war of Midian. Like it says in the Pasuk, Ve'et Malchei Midian Hargu Ve'et Sur. Targum Yonatan ben Uziel writes, Sur was Balak. The Shla is teaching us from this, a person should never speak bad about himself or curse himself, whether he's means it or he does not mean it. Because God forbid that could cause harm to him. We see that death and life is in the hands of the tongue. Person has to be careful not to utter anything that's negative, to always speak positive. So now, Balak, his messengers are by Bil'am. And Bil'am, like we mentioned, he was a prophet. He cannot move out of his territory unless he asks Hashem for permission. He asks Hashem for permission to go with these people. Hashem told him he cannot go. However, he was stubborn enough to try to wait it out. Maybe he could convince Hashem to change his mind. He waited another day. And he was stubborn. He really wanted to go with them. And we know that a person in the way, in the path that he wants to go, they let him, they give him assistance from heaven. He was stubborn to go with them to destroy Bnei Yisrael and curse them. It's Meda Kenegad Meda. He's going to be punished in the way of how he's looking to harm others. It's tit for tat. What you seek for others, you seek for yourself. ויקום בלעם בבוקר ויאמר אל שדי בלק לכו אל ארצכם. What is this בלעם coming, waking up? The pasuk is coming to tell us. בלעם woke up in the morning early and he told them to go. What is this, all this? Why is he rushing them? Right away, as soon as the sun came out. So the Or HaChaim HaKadosh comes to show you of how Bil'am was an evil doer and he had Sarut Ayin. He always did not seek good for others. He always had evil eye towards others. The Torah is stating to you that as soon as Bil'am woke up in the morning early, woke up all these people of Balak, the messengers, it's time to leave. Let's go, let's go, let's go. In order for him not to prepare a meal for them, not to give them breakfast. And not only that, Balak was also stingy. Why? How do we know that? Because when it says, so Balak was also a stingy person, as Rashi states, Dabar Mu'at Bakan Ehad Vison Ehad. He was showing you that he was so stingy that he sent only a little meat to try to give Bil'am. And Bil'am, as the Or HaChaim is medakdek, gets upset. How could Balak send for him and for the messengers such a little meat? To show you that he was Sar Ayin as well. He was a Rasha'. So he refused to go with them after seeing that Balak sent a little meat, realizing that this guy is a stingy, he's dealing with a stingy person. How is he going to try to make something without gaining from it benefit? So then he tells the messengers, "If you tell me Balak melo beto kesef v'zahab, lo uchal lekalel et bnei Yisrael." If Balak would give his whole household gold and silver and jewels, he cannot do anything against Hashem's will. In the end, Hashem told Bil'am the second time, you want to go with them? You can. If you're looking to make money, no problem. However, just know one thing, that whatever I put in your mouth, that's what you're going to say. So if you mean bad and evil, then you're not going to see that. Because whoever will curse my chosen nation will be cursed. And whoever blesses them will be blessed. So the Mishnah in Avot teaches us, anyone that has three character traits that is counted from the Talmidim of Abraham Avinu, and anyone that has the three different character traits are from the students of Abraham Alasha. The Mishnah continues and says, what are those three that puts you in Abraham Avinu's comparison? And what are the other three that puts you in Bilham's character? The first one is Ayin Toba. A person should always have good eye towards others. Never have evil eye on anybody. Always bless others in order to be blessed. To be satisfied with what you have. And that's a big blessing. The second is Ruach Nemucha. Person should be humble. The third one, Nefesh Shefela. Person, when he's humble, he's careful not to sin. Those three midot brings you to be from the group of students of Abraham Avinu. However, the next three that we're going to mention will put you on the list of comparison to Baal HaRasha. One of them is Ayin Ra'a, means having evil eye on others, not being happy for others, always greed, always looking for money, and not to give others. The second one is Ruach Geboah, is being ge'er, to be show off on others. And the third one is Nefesh Rechava. He's always like always wanting, like the cravings for things. And that's why he's compared from the Talmidim of Bilham HaRasha. That's why a person that follows the traits of Bilham HaRasha is only going to seek Gehinnom, and he'll go to Be'er Shahad. However, the people that follow Abraham Avinu's ways, they will inherit Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba. Rishaim inherit Gehinnom and Olam Hazeh. A person shouldn't think that if he sees a Rasha successful in Olam Hazeh, shouldn't think that he has a happy life. However, we have to know that the life in Olam Hazeh for the Sadiqim might be struggle. However, we know it's for the next world. They can have tranquility. And that's the difference between Sadiq and Arasha. Sadiq is Sameach. He's happy with the life Hashem gave him. He's happy with his portion. On the other hand, Arasha, he's never satiated. He's never happy. And that's why we see a lot of pain and suffering for the Rasha also. Where do we see that? From Bilham HaRasha. He also suffered throughout his life, in his whole lifetime. He was humiliated and embarrassed as well. So sometimes we have to know that we cannot differentiate, we cannot tell who is from the Talmidim or Abraham Avinu, or Hasbe Shalom, the opposite, which is Ben Amar Hashah. But know something, that in Aharit Hayamim, in the end of times, when Mashiach comes, everybody is going to see who will go inherit Olam Haba and who will inherit Gehinnom. Everybody will realize who is really genuine following the lessons that we learned from Abraham Avinu of those three midot, and who is following Bilam HaRasha with the three midot that we mentioned from Abod. We are, unfortunately, in Olam Hazeh, not able to do so in seeing the truth about every human being. However, sooner or later, when Mashiach comes, Be'azat Hashem Emeira Bi'Ameinu, it will be revealed that who's the one that always taught Torah to others with sincerity, L'Shem Shamayim, to help the children of Hashem be closer, and will be revealed to us who's the one that was just for the sake of Ga'ava, to show off to the public that he's called a leader, or calling himself Talmid of Abraham Avinu. Every mitzvah a person makes, he creates an angel from that mitzvah, from the machshava and the will to do the mitzvah, those angels are created. So basically, in the way that he wants to go, those angels will go ahead to assist him. Even by him not even doing it yet, the mitzvah, automatically that malach is created to go and assist the person. Like we always said, you never know the benefits of a mitzvah that you do. Sometimes instant payback. Sometimes it takes a little time. Sometimes your children will reap that. But know that whatever you plant, you will reap. How do we see this? Example from Boaz. Boaz did his part and Ruth did her part. And Naomi did her part as well. Hashem said, oh, if so, I'm going to do my part as well. Rabbi Shemuel Bar Nachman said that Hashem's hand was there. That even if the Savior would be in another part of the world, Hashem will make sure to bring him closer to this righteous person, to the Sadiq, in order for the Sadiq not to suffer. And that's exactly our point. When a person is doing a mitzvah, Hashem comes to assist him. And that's how we saw when after Naomi, Ruth, and Boaz, their intention was L'Shem Shamayim. And everybody did their part. Hashem came to assist them to make sure that the mitzvah goes fast and the Savior to come right away, even if it's from far away. So now Bil'am tells Balak, Beneli beze shma mizbechot, veacheli beze shma parim veshma elim. You have to remember, the intention of this Rasha was to go, as they say, fire with fire. And we know, we said earlier, Moshe Rabbeinu was our prophet, and his power is with his mouth, with the Torah and the Tefillah. And Bil'am, we know, his power was with his mouth, for evil only. So now, Bil'am tells Balak, build for him 7 mizbechot. Why is 7 mizbechot to be built? Remember, he tries to find every way possible, in any way, to defeat Bnei Israel. Those 7 mizbechot are equal to the 7 mizbechot that were built from our forefathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Abraham had built 4 mizbechot and brought 4 korbanot on them, one each. Yitzhak built 1 mizbeach and bringing 1 korban on it. That's a total of 5. And Yaakov built 2 mizbechot and brought 2 korbanot on it. That's a total of 4 plus 1 plus 2 equals 7. That was his intention, to try to go against what our forefathers did. And maybe through that, he can curse Bnei Israel. But we know that will not happen. As it says in the Gemara in Nazir, Daf Chav Gimel Amud Sheni, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Rab. Rabbi Yehuda said, from the name of Rab, לעולם יעסוק אדם בתורה ובמזוות, אפילו שלא לשמן, שמתוך שלא לשמן בא לשמן. A person should always try to make himself busy learning Torah. Even if you are not in the mood, you'll get in the mood, because the Torah brings you to life. And because of the reward of those korbanot that Balak and Rasha brought, who was merited to come out of that? Ruth HaMoabiyah, which from her, David HaMelech came, which praised Hashem with Shirot and Tishbachot. Rabbi Yossi ben Rabbi Hanina said, Ruth was the granddaughter of Eglon, the king of Moab. Bil'am HaRasha hated Bnei Israel more than Balak, wanted to curse them as much as he can. And he came to bring korbanot, because he knows those korbanot are coming shelo lishma. And the mitzvah like that, of this Rasha, that intentionally was not lishma. And you see what came out of him. What came out of this Rasha? So this to show you how important for a person to learn Torah. Because even if you're not in the mood, which is the Yasser HaRa's job, is to try to push you away, especially in times that you're having fun. You must stop for a moment and think that why is this delay? This is the Yasser HaRa telling you don't. You're in the middle of a game. You're in the middle of a job. You're in the middle of a task. Finish it. That's his idea. The Yasara is start you with a little thing and then to make you forget and be occupied and busy. And that's why you see from this Rasha Bil'am that Shelo Lishma, he was willing and ready to curse because he knew Shelo Lishma Balishma Ala Had Kamma Vikamma. How much a person has to know that learning Torah, even in a moment that you are not really serious about learning, still you should push yourself, because then you'll see, you taste the taste of Torah, and you'll have life. And this is how we see the Sadiqim. They sit in Duma's vault and learn Torah and never worry about anything. And all of them desire is always to be closer to Hashem. And that's the simcha. A person that is missing out in learning Torah and understanding the mitzvot, which is greater than the entire world's life. Because that's what life is about in the next world, about the Torah and mitzvot. A person should always try his best to keep following the footsteps of our forefathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Yaakov. And may we merit to be zoche bekarob leMashiach Tzidkenu veleGeula Shelema leShemet beBet HaMikdash HaShelishi and leLomar Shirot veTishbachot beMehera bYamenu Amen.